at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Forces have downed at least a couple of Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. U.S. defense official says the effort to intercept the attack continues. Explosions and air raid sirens early Sunday morning sounding throughout Jerusalem and Tel Aviv after Tehran earlier Saturday launched dozens of drones and missiles toward Israel in an unprecedented mission. So far, there have been no word on any casualties in Israel. This attack marked the first time that Iran ever launched a direct military assault on Israel. In the past, they had used proxies for their dirty work, including Hamas and Hezbollah. And Iran had been threatening to attack Israel since an airstrike last week, widely blamed on Israel, killed two Iranian generals in Syria. Israel has not commented on that attack. Also at townhall.com, we are learning now more concerning the probe into Joe Biden's classified documents case. Here's Greg Clugston.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
That bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows spreading to more than two dozen herds in eight states. That comes a few weeks after the largest egg producer in the country found the virus in a number of chickens. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older? But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after nine, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The Biden administration's environmental agenda imposing new costs on the energy industry.
Oil and gas companies will pay more to drill on federal lands, and they'll have to meet stronger requirements to clean up older abandoned wells. That's the result of a new rule from the Interior Department finalized Friday. It raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to over 16.5% to comply with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate was 12.5%, lower than what many states and private landowners had charged, but it had remained stable for a century. George Williams reporting.
Authorities in Pittsburgh say a large group of barges broke loose, floating down the Ohio River, damaging one marina and causing bridge closures before the boats were finally pinned to a riverbank and one went over a dam downstream. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. In Denmark, authorities want to give a really tough motorcycle club the boot.
Denmark's government says it wants a court to formally dissolve the Danish arm of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, citing the group's violent behavior. Under Denmark's constitution, an organization that promotes or incites violence can be dissolved by court order, meaning that it would be illegal for the group to have clubhouses, hold meetings, or wear their insignias. In recent years, members of the Bandidos in Denmark have been jailed for murder, attempted murder, assault, and drug-related crimes. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Florida finding the body of a woman who was taken in a carjacking incident. Seminole County authorities say the 31-year-old woman was attacked and kidnapped at gunpoint right outside of Orlando. Investigators found then what they believe was the woman's burning SUV with her body inside 2 hours later. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wind's dying down after seeing the possibility for gusts up to and over 45 miles per hour, and we'll drop that wind advisory. With clear skies, we'll fall back to 46 degrees. Sunshine ahead for Sunday, headed up to 77. Maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm ahead for our Sunday night. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family's story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
The other side of the midnight with Frank Morano.
Monday morning, it's tax day. Is it time for tax reform? We'll have a little bit of a debate. What exactly happened in Roswell in 1947? The answer may surprise you.
The truth is out there.
Frank Morano, 1 to 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough is brought to you by Super Citizen Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Super Citizen Radio. With Pat and Valerie McDonough, we join you every Saturday evening from 8 until 9 for an hour of power and truth. And tonight is no different. We are going to talk about a lot of issues that are important to you personally. And we thank you for tuning in and appreciate you listening to Super Citizen Radio, the most popular show on weekends in the great state of Maryland. And growing in popularity, we are happy to say. And Valerie, you have some interesting things we're going to talk about tonight. But first of all, of course, we know that the breaking news, and we do not know a lot about it, but the breaking news, Iran is attacking Israel. So far, the attack has not been successful as far as we can ascertain. The drones and the missiles, serious stuff, a lot of them, but the great defense system that America supplies to Israel is working well, and the word getting out a little bit is that if this is all they do, if this is the essence of the attack and nothing very strong follows, that this may be a limited incident. It may not escalate. Nobody wants it to escalate. Nobody wants the Middle East war to spread. It is spreading in many ways. We know that, and we have to watch out for that. But hopefully, if this is well, that's all there is, that it may not spread. So the Israelis have put the word out, and I understand this is an unconfirmed report that the Iranians have said that they are going to a limited attack. And if that's it, that's fine. Now, we're not going to talk much about that tonight. We have other things that are very important to you personally. If you're a working family, if you're a middle-class family, either black or white, doesn't matter, because they both fit into those categories in today's America. This show is going to be of interest to you, and this show is going to be dedicated in the future. Super Citizen is dedicated in the future to actually fighting for and backing up the middle class, the working people, the working families of Maryland and America, and small business and seniors. That's why we're here. And we want to protect you by telling you the truth and by giving you information you may not know about as to what is happening to you and why you are being attacked. Why you are being attacked by the Maryland General Assembly. The session was just completed. The budget was just finished. We're going to go over that tonight and tell you what they have launched their missiles and their drones against you. We're going to inform you about that. This is stuff you need to know as Maryland citizens and voters. And a little bit also, because the show is limited, it's only 1 hour, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and his attack on the citizens of America. And I will say this ahead of time. Joe Biden is going to be defeated in this election by the votes of working people, blue-collar voters, middle class. A lot of women that they're supposed to vote for him are not going to vote for him because they have to go to the grocery store and they have to pay for things in the family budget. And this is black and white. You know, black people are in the middle class. Black people are definitely in the working class. They go to the same supermarkets everybody else goes to. And that is why their numbers voting for Trump are on a major increase. That's why the Hispanic families. But I want to say one final thing about what's happening in the Middle East. And this is the most important thing you need to know. The Middle East and the situation there is very complex. It's always confusing. What is what? This is that. Who's our friend? Who's our enemy? Well, we know. We know Israel is our friend. And we know that Joe Biden is not Israel's friend. But here's what you need to know. When Donald Trump left office as president, and I hope my Jewish friends are listening to this, when Donald Trump left the presidency, Iran had $5 billion in the bank. $5 billion. Iran now has $225 billion. Their bank account has been growing because Joe Biden removed the sanctions and the grievances that were placed on their accounts and on their oil systems. So over these 3 years that Biden has been in office, they have been taking in money to build their arsenal against Israel, to give money to Hamas, to give money to Hezbollah, to give money to the Houthis, to provide money to all of the hate America, hate Israel proxies, loading them up because they have the money. Now, Trump is a bad man to a lot of people in the Jewish community, the liberals. But Israel is our ally. Israel is our friend. What has Joe Biden done to Israel? Joe Biden caused this. When Donald Trump says, if I was president, this would have never happened. There would have never been an attack by Hamas. He's right. He's not lying. He's not exaggerating. I don't care what MSNBC or CNN tells you. That's the truth. I don't care what you read in the New York Times. They wouldn't have the money. Their budgets, Hezbollah's budget, Hamas's budget, was zero when Trump was president. Zero. They were begging for money from Europe. Anyway, that's all I want to say. I want you to think about that. All right, now what we're going to talk about tonight, our major theme, our major story, is about the General Assembly, the budget, what really came out of there, what our state is doing to the people of Maryland. We are headed for tax hell. We're really already there. They're just opening up the floodgates. And the results, the consequences, what is happening in our state? How many people are leaving our state as a result of this governor, Wes Moore, and the General Assembly led by left-wing Democrats, not old-fashioned Democrats, not John F. Kennedy and Harry Truman Democrats, not even FDR Democrats, even though he was a super liberal. They're so far out as tax and spend, taxaholics, spendaholics. So we're going to talk about them. But Valerie, Before we get to them, there were three interesting stories locally that I would like to mention, get your thoughts on, and mention to our people. The first one was the carnival, the children's carnival.
Yes, we reported that last week.
We reported the disturbances at the carnival
at
on
White
the
Marsh.
Air. White Marsh. We were the first ones to report it. Now, the carnival the next day, I think it was Sunday.
Yes.
Closed down temporarily.
Closed down, and they were supposed to open at 5 on Monday.
They were supposed to open at 5 on Monday. Now, this is a children's carnival. Now, this carnival went out of its way to do whatever it could because it understood there were juvenile thugs on the prowl in White Marsh in the past.
Yes.
So they put a fence around the entire carnival. They had signs every 5 feet that said it costs $5 to enter the carnival and you must have an adult. They hired off-duty police officers from Baltimore County. They had a private security force, and they employed 300 people at the carnival. Now, these thugs got onto a dumpster.
Dumpster,
and they
correct.
Jumped over the fence and came in through the back way to start the trouble. Now, we stopped by to talk to one of the owners.
Yes.
On Sunday. Now, we were there for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
And while we were there, I want to share this with you. We saw at least 100 young families
bringing their children
with small children coming to this carnival being turned away. At least 100. Now, White Marsh management decided to shut this carnival down. They killed 8 days of activity. Now, they killed 300 or 400 jobs. They killed the security people. They turned off 8 days of money, probably $1 million this carnival lost. They created, when the National Carnival magazine goes out this year, I'm sure they're going to pinpoint Baltimore County as a hostile territory. This was an anti-business move. Now, the governor and the legislature and other politicians talk about, we're pro-business, we want jobs for America, we want jobs for Maryland, we want jobs for Baltimore County. This was as anti-jobs you can get. But here is the worst part about it, Valerie. This is the worst part. The bad guys were rewarded with victory. The juvenile thugs were rewarded with victory. Only 4 were arrested, and only 1 went to jail. And the good guys, the victims, were punished. The victims were punished.
Exactly.
Now, I wrote a letter to the Sun and the Banner. I don't think they're going to print it.
And Avenue.
And it is in the Avenue. I don't think they're going to print it, and that's the local community paper. And it's been on your on your Facebook all week.
Yes, it has been.
It's there if you want to read it.
It's on
Facebook. But I want you people to hear about that. I want you people to know that. Now, I want you to know this. Right now, there is another carnival in Middle River. Another carnival is active in Middle River. Big carnival around the Martins Airport. Now, what happens when the juvenile thugs break in there? That carnival is giving money to local community and charity organizations, a lot of money. And the local community leaders helped to put that carnival in there. And Kathy Shalega, the state delegate, called Lockheed Martin and asked them to provide that land. So that they could do that carnival. And then once again, it's a children's carnival. These are all children's rides. Now, some of the local politicians over there in White Marsh said that they don't want that carnival there. They are giving in. They are caving in. They are pro-criminal politicians by doing that. They are rewarding the criminals and punishing the victims. And that's what we do in this state. Well, we hope that the carnival is successful.
In fact, we might go by there tonight.
We may go in there. Yes, you could ride that
just
little,
to donate. Just to donate.
Just to donate some money.
I'm not going to ride on the rides, but I would like a piece of pizza.
Okay. Well, they'll give you pizza, I'm sure, if you behave yourself. But anyway, so that's the one story, Valerie. Did you have any thoughts on it?
I feel the same way you do. When I saw those children being turned away, the one little girl, she was crying because she was looking forward to going on some ride. And, you know, I'm looking at the people that are working there. And you could tell they're trying to be as happy as they can be. They're trying to be as happy as they could be. And the one
they didn't know they were shut down at that time.
No.
Now, we told them that we would get our association with our law firm.
Right.
We would represent them and sue if they wanted to sue.
Right.
Well, they haven't indicated they want to sue, but I wish they would, because you know what I want to look at? I want to look at the agreement.
Right.
I want to look at the language in the agreement where it says they can shut them down if somebody else does something wrong after they have met all of the requirements.
Well, the young lady that I talked to, I asked her, I said, what happens if they shut this down? She said, I'm going to be really disappointed because I need a paycheck.
Yeah, she was a security. She was an off-duty police officer.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was. I talked to her. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, and I just want you people to know that, because we not only reported that first, we did the follow-up. We didn't let it go. We don't let things go. At local stuff, we talk to you. Tell your friends, tell your family to tune in on Saturday nights. Now, also, we want to tell you that a new thing is that our wonderful Michelle, who we love very much, our producer, who answers the phone. We don't take calls. We're only here for an hour. We only take calls from our guests. But here's the deal. We are going to be on Valerie's Facebook. Valerie has a huge growing Facebook, and we are going to be on there starting next week. This show will be on there all week. So if you can't make a Saturday night, you tell your friend or your relative, just go to Valerie McDonough's Facebook. What is the name of your Facebook?
Valerie McDonough. And you will see where we had celebrated our 9/11 events. It's a bunch of people.
Everything's there, yeah.
Everything's there, yeah.
All right, well, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Do you want a retirement advisor that you know you can trust? Would you like an advisor who will look at your whole picture, your Social Security, your retirement savings, IRAs, 401ks, and your pension with a retirement income plan for life? Well, that's why you need to talk with my guy, Rod Barrowy, and Safe Retirement Solutions. They now have offices in Annapolis and Towson. Call Rod and make him your guy. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Sanja loves to bake, but her feet, they were throbbing. Then one day, I found a solution. Arch supports from the Good Feet store. Have foot pain? Good Feet could help.
You too can live the life you love with arch supports from the Good Feet store.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through block time. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call 410-580-5231.
Target Ukrainians that they believe.
Variance will continue.
The inflation fire.
Our small world has big problems, and it all revolves around the axis of information. Stay connected.
The real hero of the day.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now back to Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And now, this is the second story I'd like to share before we get to the main theme of the show with our audience, Valerie. And that is, this week there was a poll that came out.
Yes.
And it had Mayor Chiappet at, I think, like 43 or 42%. And it had Sheila Dixon at like 32 or something. In other words, she was behind by about 10 points. Now, the poll was completed before the endorsement from Ivan Bates, who is at 83% in popularity.
Love
among
Ivan
the people.
Bates.
And I think it was completed in the middle of when Mayor Chiappet was getting all kinds of exposure on TV, free TV time, related to the tragedy of the bridge, right?
Right, the bridge.
So,
the bridge.
I think it's a little off. But I told everybody, and I hated to do this. I really did, and I'm sticking by it. And this poll tells you that maybe I might be accurate. God help us. I said at the beginning of the race that Sheila was going to lose the race because there were too many people in the race. Now, if you look at this poll, and Sheila's at 32, the other guys in the pace,
race.
Naraja, her, I'm
Siri
sorry.
Naraja.
I mispronounced his name. I apologize. And Bob Wallace, between them, they have 15 points. So if they weren't in the race, Sheila would have those 15 points. I don't think the mayor would have them. So Sheila would be at 50. No, she would be at like 43, 45. She would be ahead of the mayor. And also there's 10 points undecided. Now, subsequent to Bates's endorsement, and it was more than an endorsement, Bates revealed to the people, you know, when Marilyn Mosby was the state's attorney and she was not arresting anybody, Mayor Chiappet never said anything.
No.
Never complained, never stood up for the people, and he did not, in the juvenile bill down in Annapolis, he did not testify, and he didn't say anything about it. And finally, when Ivan Bates came in, he started arresting people for urinating on the sidewalk or doing things, you know, that were bad. And Mayor Chiappet told his police not to enforce it.
Well, here's another thing about Chiappet. You know, we have Dr. Sandalise, who's in charge of the Baltimore City school system. She had a contract that she was supposed to sign by April 1st. So far, nobody's talking about if she signed that contract.
No, she has not signed it.
Yeah.
And she has not indicated publicly whether she's going to sign it. The Sun paper reporter asked her, and she didn't answer the question, $350,000 a year.
Oh, no, more than that. She's getting almost $500,000. That's her new...
Well, that's not her salary, Valerie. That's other stuff. She's getting $325,000 or $350,000. But here's the story on her. How about her performance? How is she doing? You know what I'm saying? The kids can't read. The kids can't write.
The ghost absentee kids. And how long
ghost this been? Kids.
And how long has this been? How long has she been actually in charge of the school system in Baltimore City? 5 years? 6 years?
At least.
And at the same time,
She's a failure.
At the same time, the mayor was on the county council, and he was county council president. All during that time. So what is wrong with people that
and
they
he
can't...
When the crime was going up, he was chair of the city council committee on crime.
And what is it that people don't understand that Chiappet should not be mayor?
Well, he is saying that he's responsible for the reduction in murder and shootings. Here's the fact. It's Bates and it's the U.S. attorney that are responsible. And I'm going to tell you why. A lot of people don't know this, and the Sun and the Banner should report honestly. We will report the truth. The fact is now that these people who are getting arrested by the police, and they are not going, they're going to the state's attorney, to Bates. He's charging them under federal law, and they are going to the U.S. attorney, and the U.S. attorney is convicting them in federal court, and they are leaving the state, and they are going to federal prisons where there is no parole and there is no bail release. So they're not going back out on the streets in Maryland. They're not going out on bail release. They're not going out on early release. They're not going out on any. That's what is reducing the murders. Those people are going. Now, in West Baltimore, where Chiappet has his Safe Streets program, where he has his Monzi program, where he has all these reach-out programs in West Baltimore, their crime and murder and shooting rates have increased. Where he has real power, where his policies are the leadership, and the crime is up. The crime is down because of Bates, and I don't remember the name of the U.S. attorney for Maryland. That was a program that used to be called Project Exile years ago, and it was the one I wanted to do in Baltimore County. In Baltimore County, if you were arrested for a crime with a gun, or violence, or you shot at somebody, or you murdered somebody, I was going to ship you to the U.S. attorney, and I was going to try you at the federal level. As county executive, I wanted to do that. I called it Project Exile, and that's what they're doing.
And the truth to the matter is, Johnny O will not do it. And he's,
no, Johnny
he's
O
gonna,
would not
he's,
do it.
He's, going, he's running for Congress. He could care less about the crime in Baltimore County. We just had this week, we had three cars, car thefts that were
car
on chases.
Car trash. Car races. And, yeah. It's crazy.
That one, what do you want to call it? What do you call it? The car chase. It was 25 minutes long. You know, it was going from North Point Boulevard.
There were
Boulevard,
three of them this week.
Yeah, three of them.
In Baltimore County.
Where one young lady died.
Now, where was that?
That was, I believe, in the Reisterstown area.
Uh-huh.
They came from the city, and they were going into the county. What happened was the guy went down the ramp. The police stopped the chase, and when they stopped the chase, the guy was going down the ramp the wrong way. He hit into this young woman, and she died.
Now, there was another young woman, a little child, I think. Was it in West Baltimore today? That was murdered?
Mondawmin Mall, yes.
Mondawmin Mall.
Where 7 years old.
Oh, it's Baltimore County.
No, Mondawmin. It's close. Right
Social, around Social Security.
Yeah, right next to
where they're putting a lot of money in.
Where Johnny O's putting a lot of money
in.
Well,
then it must be Baltimore County.
Well, it's actually Baltimore City.
Where the incident occur.
Yeah, in that part. So, I mean, you know, it's like a dividing line right there. So what happened was this young mother, she takes her little 7-year-old daughter. There's two groups of kids. This is how it's reported. Two groups of kids. Apparently, there was a fight. One of the people that are in the group, they pulled out a gun. They went to shoot the other person, and it struck this poor little girl. 7 years old. Now, you think about it. That mother's holding that child's hand. She's never going to forget that, and that child's never going to forget
that
either.
This is the kind of thing. This is, once again, I bring up getting back to the original story with the carnival. There are no circumstances. There are no consequences. There are no accountability. This is a pro-criminal state with pro-criminal politicians. Just like the carnival was an innocent victim, and they were punished. Nothing is happening, and we're going to get to the General Assembly in a minute. One final thing I want to talk about in these three local stories. There is a big movement on to have, when the new bridge is built, it's not going to be named the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Okay.
They want to name it for a minority. Frederick Douglass, who I'm a big fan of, I've read a lot of history, I do a lot of history work. Frederick Douglass is a great Baltimorean. Worked with Abraham Lincoln and others. He was a wonderful guy. Is this right? Is this like the statues like in San Francisco where they shut down the Abraham Lincoln School? Abraham Lincoln didn't do enough for the slaves. They claimed, you know, the lefties on the city council in San Francisco, they took away the Abraham Lincoln name from a high school. In San Francisco, that's how crazy that is. Now, things are starting to change out there, but that's another story. Let's get back to this bridge. I don't think that's right. I mean, I think in the case of Francis Scott Key, even though he owned slaves, Francis Scott Key is responsible for the national anthem. Now, of course, a lot of the lefties and the America haters, they want to get rid of the national anthem. They now have a black national anthem. But this is all polarization, the dividing of America. At a time when America, among the races, and everybody over the age of 35 or 40 that's black or white in America gets along pretty well, doesn't fight with one another.
All this does is just stir the pot. That's all. And I'll tell you, media has a lot to do with it.
Oh,
they
of course.
Really do.
No question about it.
You know, you look at these games, you look at these videos, you look at the different things on Facebook. They're all race related, and it's all hate.
Same people all the time.
Same people all the time.
Well, anyway, I think that that's going to be something we're going to need to be talking about and debating and disputing, because it's once the bridge is reconstructed and built up, they are going to come. This is going to come up in the legislature. It's going to come up in the community as to the justification for Francis Scott Key, the author of the national anthem, and whether this bridge should be changed. I'll tell you the truth, Valerie. It will become a national issue.
Well, I do believe that the bill was killed, and I believe it
the
was
bill in the House was
and
killed.
I believe it was Delegate Bob Long that put that bill in.
Well, I think it was killed, but it's not going away. This
no,
is
it'll be back
issue.
Next year, so Bob, make sure you bring it back.
This is going to be a national issue across the country. It's going to be debated.
In fact,
in a presidential election. Well, the bridge won't be completed by then, but it's going to be a debate and a discussion from this point on. It's going to divide a lot of Baltimoreans. It's going to divide a lot of Marylanders. It's going to come up, I'll tell you, it's going to come up in the mayoral debate. You watch.
Now, one thing, talking about the bridge, one thing I want to tell the listening audience was something that I saw that was interesting. You might not have seen it, but kudos out to Trade Point Atlantic.
Oh, my goodness.
And 2 weeks ago, we had Aaron Tamarkio, 3 weeks ago, we had Aaron Tamarkio, vice president over at Trade Point Atlantic, on our show. And they're actually taking the steel and grinding it up. And I guess they're going
Trade
to recycle.
Trade Point Atlantic has made available free of charge 5 major acres.
Yes.
On the water where all the steel is being brought and recycled.
And just think, you know, when Aaron was sitting in here that night, we knew a little bit, but we didn't know anything. And all of a sudden, this company just says, okay, this is what we're going
to do. And Trade Point Atlantic is before you get to the bridge.
Yes.
So ships are coming in at a record pace now. So they're doing a lot of work. They are like the unknown heroes at this time to this incident that are helping to move things along quickly. We will be reading more and hearing more about Trade Point Atlantic.
And we'll also have Aaron on.
We'll have Aaron on again in the near future. Now, I will tell you, and this is worth mentioning, the fact of the matter is that we have to look at the Bay Bridge. The Bay Bridge has all the same weaknesses and flaws that the Key Bridge had. There are no dolphins. There are no barriers around the Bay Bridge. And the Bay Bridge would be a bigger tragedy. So as I said, 20 years ago, when I was in the House of Delegates, we used to have a joint committee of the Senate and the House and specialists on the port. It was the joint committee, and they don't have it now. And that, to me, that tells me maybe they're not paying attention as they should more to what's happening on the port. And the port has a great future. It has a great future. It's now famous around the world. But, you know, you have Trade Point Atlantic building a terminal and docks, expanding the port. There is another company, I can't remember all the details, but Aaron was here talking about it, another big company that's coming to the port. And then there are those tunnels in downtown Baltimore that are being expanded and grounded out so that the shipping from the port can now go through those tunnels.
Well, actually, at Trade Point Atlantic, there actually is a railroad there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because we got lost there.
Yeah. Well, they must have 15,000 people there. Amazon is there, FedEx. I mean, it's a growing, growing place. And we have the leading automobile and truck in the whole United States.
Yes.
And a lot of it is a trade point.
Right.
So it's a great thing for us. It's a big success story.
Volkswagen, I believe BMW.
All right, well, we're going to take an early break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the legislature.
Stimulating talk. Breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com.
By midweek, we'll bring back opportunities for some rain. Our temperatures will head up to the upper 70s Sunday, and we will see upper 70s again for Monday, and mostly sunny skies. Now, we are clear tonight. We'll fall back to 46, dropping that wind advisory with the winds really diminishing. Sunshine for Sunday up to 77. Sunday night, stray shower, thunderstorm, partly cloudy, low 60, mostly sunny on Monday, headed up to 78. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
If you're dealing with inflammation or stiff joints, then Glyco Plus from Rescue Natural Supplements can be your ticket to a healthier spring. Glyco Plus features a unique blend of Green Lip Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen specifically designed to support joint health. Collagen, a vital component of joint cartilage, plays a crucial role in maintaining strength and flexibility. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
History happened here for 100 years.
For exactly 31 minutes, you have been hearing the beginning of VE Day in Europe and in America. It began at exactly 9 o'clock. A statement by President Harry S. Truman in the White House that he'd been notified by General Eisenhower from his headquarters in Paris that the forces of Germany had surrendered to the Allied nation.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
It's the stuff.
It's just insane around the country what's going on.
People are talking about.
I mean, what happened to law and order?
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Now back to Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and worldwide at WCBM.com.
Well, Valerie has the good news to report to our audience. 99% of the Iranian missiles and drones fired at Israel have failed. 1%.
Still praying.
Yeah, Israel. Well, we're still praying, of course, that this doesn't broaden the war, expand the war, because I tell you, if in my opinion, if Joe Biden gets reelected, I think our chances of not going into a World War III in the next 5 years, next 4 years, it's about 50-50. Between China and Taiwan and the Philippines, between Putin and Russia and Europe and NATO, and between the jihadis and the growing, they're all coming back. And there's just so many hot spots, too much to handle. And Biden just does not get the job done. He really doesn't. And he doesn't protect us. All I have to do is look at the Afghanistan retreat, mm-hmm. which was an embarrassment and probably caused Putin to make his move and probably encouraged President Xi in China to think about making his move. That was bad enough. But when I found out that number, under President Trump, Iran building nuclear bombs, hating America, and having their proxies, the Houthis, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, and now this war with Israel, only had $5 billion. They were basically bankrupt. He bankrupted them. Trump bankrupted them. And I see these fools, these left-wing knuckleheads on MSNBC and some CNN saying things like, well, when Trump was president, he didn't do anything. All he did was pass a tax break for the corporations. What liars they are.
Yeah, but do you know why? They're making money because people believe them. People believe
the
fool, what they're
the
saying.
Fools believe
of course,
when they're misled.
Because
but
they don't know any better.
The fact of the matter is, all I have to know, if I'm an American citizen, especially if I'm from the Jewish community, all I have to know is that President Trump had them down to $5 billion, and President Biden has them to $225 billion. That's all I have to know. Not complicated, simple to the point. In 3 years, he gave the Iranians over $200 billion in oil money. He set up the Houthis. He set up the Hezbollah. He set up the Hamas war against Israel. He set it up. Do I really want to support that guy? Anyway, let's get down to our own problems right here in River City. First of all, the 446th session of the Maryland General Asylum concluded on Monday at 12 midnight. 2,000 bills were introduced, none of them any good.
Mm-hmm.
None of them, well, some of the ones that some of our guys introduced. We have already been living in the suburbs, the outskirts of a growing tax hell. And the General Asylum opened up the gates even more. We have, it's all a spending problem. They're spendaholics. They're spendaholics. It's unbelievable. We have started out with a surplus when Hogan left. Then we were up to a $700 billion deficit, and then a $1 billion deficit. Coming up next year, a $2 billion deficit. Coming up in the election year 26, a $5 billion deficit. Now, they played a smart game, Valerie. They had Wes Moore and the president of the Senate, Bill Ferguson, saying, we do not want any tax increases, no tax increases. And then they allowed the knuckleheads in the House under Adrian Jones, the Speaker of the House, to come out with a $1.3 billion tax increase. And Moore and Ferguson says, oh, my God, no, 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 we're not going to do that. So then they negotiated. Final point was they came out with a $450 billion tax increase. They compromised. So Moore went around and said, we compromised.
I'm going to say this. After this election, guess what? Wait until next year, because
that's the setup. Yeah, he only said for this year. They kept saying for this year.
Right.
Now they had a increase in the cigarette tax, $1.25 a pack. They have an increase in the sales tax on
electronic smoking. That would be, I guess, the jewels and stuff like that.
They have an increase on all tobacco products. They established a on Uber and Lyft per trip for people to pay.
But you know what? That tax is going to go up, and you know why?
All the time.
Yeah, but you know why? Because gas prices are going up, and that's a tax that, you know, I know the Republicans thought about this, but that tax is going to go back up because of O'Malley's recessive tax from back in 2014.
Well, the gas and electric and the gasoline taxes are going through the roof. The gas and electric is going to destroy this country. And I want to tell you something. The reason they're going to destroy it is because 30% of the fossil fuel, the nuclear power plants, the natural gas, which is dirt cheap, have been closed down, and they're replacing it with windmills and solar panels, which don't work half the time. And it costs more money. We have to pay for this. Who pays? The citizens. This is a war against the working families and the middle class and small business. And and seniors. That's what these politicians in Maryland are against. We have got to convince this is not a Democrat Republican. Although it is the Democrats who are the powerful machine in this state. They are doing all this. They are passing the spending. They are passing the tax. It is not the Republicans. But the people have to focus and understand that this is a war by Wes Moore and the Democrat left wing against working people. Now, the working are black people and white people when I say that.
And you know what's going to...
These are blue-collar people.
What's going to be interesting is next week, I think it is, it's April 15th, how many people are going to be paying taxes that have never paid taxes before? Because every time they gave them the minimum wage went up, it puts them in a different tax bracket.
They have a new surcharge on electric vehicles, but they're pushing electric vehicles. They've increased the registration form from $17 on vehicles to $40. That's a 130% increase. They've increased vehicle registration fees by 21%. On new vehicles, 120%. This is crazy. Now, who does this hurt? I want everybody out there to think and focus for a minute. All of these fees that they are passing and all these taxes, does this hurt the upper class?
No.
Does this hurt the corporate guys? No.
Do you know who it hurts? People that make $70,000 and under.
Yes.
If they own a house, they own a car,
And you have three children, two children.
Children.
Black or white? And I want to emphasize this. Do you know why the black community and the Hispanic community are moving towards Donald Trump? Because of economics. Economics and Joe Biden wants to spend $2 trillion on new housing. We are already have a deficit, record deficit, that's affecting inflation. So people, you know, black mothers, white mothers, and senior citizens go to the supermarket. They go to any supermarket. They go to the mall, and they, you know, try to buy things. It hits them right in the face. They go to the gas station. Hits them in the face. You know what else? Among credit card debt. Credit card debt is at a record in America. The middle class and working people are using credit cards. And for the first time, over 50% of the credit card debt has been based on spending on food. People are using credit cards to go to the supermarket. The dollar store did a report this week and said that people are coming up to the cash register and bringing everything they want, and 50% of the customers in the dollar store are black, minorities, or Hispanics, and they are coming up with their goods, things they are buying, and when they get there, half of their stuff they have to turn back.
Also, dollar stores also going to, you know, now in the dollar stores, it's now $1.25. So in order for the dollar store to make profits,
well,
the
they
stores,
have to increase because
well,
of inflation
yeah.
And energy.
But here's what's happening. So they're closing down a lot of the dollar stores, and now from the $1.25 that they were charging on their products, now that it's going to be from $1 to $5.
Well,
or $1.25 to $5.
People have to run their dishwashers.
Yes,
people have appliances. Biden wants to have green appliances now. They're going to cost twice as much.
And what about the stoves?
Well, listen to this. Since Biden took office, now Biden's been in office for 3.5 years.
Yes.
You can measure things. The electricity prices, since he went in, have increased by 30%. Inflation has increased by 50%. When Trump was president for 4 years, the electricity prices increased by 5% in 4 years.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little one. When Trump was president, gas was about $2.08 a gallon. All right. Come January 20th, 2020, that's what I was paying for a gallon of gas. I'm going to post that on my Facebook later on tonight. Now I go to get gas the other day, $3.45 a gallon.
Well, have to do is look at the economics. I'm telling you, the middle class, the seniors, the working families, the blue-collar workers of America are going to defeat Joe Biden. They used to be Democrats. They're going to defeat Joe Biden. But I want to remind people of a couple things. Number one, you want to go to Valerie's Facebook. Tell us about your Facebook.
Well, I always try to keep up with the news no matter what it is. I was at Joe Biden's event. I was supposed to attend a Trump event today. Unfortunately, the hours of that Trump event got canceled. They've upped them, so I wouldn't have time to get there. I talk about current events, everything that's happening.
And it's a very busy.
It's
if
a very
you want
active.
To join us, go to her website. How do they get to your
Valerie McDonough Facebook?
Valerie McDonough. And our show is going to start appearing there next week.
Yes.
This show you will be able to hear all week there. We want to mention that we have a website, supercitizenusa.com, supercitizenusa.com. It's going to be rebuilding. It's going to be growing. There's going to be some amazing things on there. We are looking at a podcast in the future. And we have an event on May the 4th, that's Saturday, May the 4th, tell us about the event, Valerie.
Okay, all right, it's going to be a very interesting event. We're going to have Kim Klasick there. We're going to have Dave Wallace. We're going to have another young man, the people that are running for Congress. We've even invited Johnny O.
Running for Congress.
We have not heard from him yet. We're also going to be talking about what's happening with our fire department in Baltimore County. Johnny, you better get to work because you got a problem going on.
Big tragedy.
Big tragedy.
Firefighters will be there.
Yeah, firefighters will be there.
And we will also be having the lawmakers. Some lawmakers will be coming in to talk about what's going on.
Yes,
with the General Assembly.
And they're going to tell you the truth. They're not going to sugarcoat anything. And the one thing that, it's going to be a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church. It's right off the Beltway.
If you want to find out more about it, I think it is on our website. But also you can call us at 410-238-0025. That is our office number. You call, you leave your phone number, and we'll tell you how to get the tickets. It's $20 a person.
And
you get pizza and soft drink and a good show and a lot of information.
And the money is all going to the production of putting this on.
Well, putting the event, yes.
Yeah.
We have to pay for the postage for the mailing. And also we're going to put some of it towards helping the firefighters.
Yes.
Now, here's some interesting information. Paid leave. You know, in all the time that Westmore has been there, 2 years, he has not passed one bill to promote business, to help business, not one bill. The minimum wage has gone up to $15, and that's where, you know, you have to have businesses paying people, and they're losing people, they're letting people go, and they're not hiring people. Now, listen to this. The minimum wage in Pennsylvania is $7.25. The minimum wage in West Virginia is $8.75, and the minimum wage in Virginia is $12, and that happened because they had a Democrat governor 3 years ago. He did that. Otherwise, that would have, because Virginia is starting to become a purple state. Now, the Maryland economy has grown. Now, listen to this. Since 2016, the Maryland economy has grown by 1%. 1%. Virginia has grown by 6%. And in the nation, it's the economy has grown by about 18%. So, I mean, we are nowhere near. We are a stagnant. And you know who else said we were a stagnant economy? Brooke Learman, the Democrat comptroller of the state of Maryland, put out a report, said that we are a stagnant economy.
Let me tell you something that I think that's kind of interesting with all these tax increases that we're having. What people don't realize is, and there was a delegate that said something in one of the newspapers. He was defending his vote. All right. Delegate Metzger, there's no way you can defend your vote because you're telling everybody it's only going to cost it's going to cost $200 more per year.
Metzger voted for a budget that had a $1.3 billion increase in taxes and fees. Now, Metzger represents a working class, blue collar community. All right, that's what we are talking about.
Right.
We are telling politicians and we are telling voters, you've got to watch these politicians, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, when they vote against your best interests.
And the worst part about it is he tells everybody it's only going to be $200.
Which is a big lie.
But what he didn't tell anybody, it's per person in your family.
Yeah, but not only
and
that.
And it's actually more than that.
But not only that, he claims, well, you know, the thing is this. I didn't get anything out of this. Nobody promised me anything. But that was the top bill. The top budget that his Speaker of the House, the boss of the Speaker of the House that he's in, that was the bill she wanted. And he was the only Republican. None of the Republicans voted against it. Rick Metzger was the only Republican. You know what he got out of it, Valerie? He got favorability and love from the Speaker. The Democrat left-wing Speaker now loves him because he voted against his people.
Well, look at Johnny Sealings. He voted for Kerwin. The Blueprint for Education.
Which is bankrupting the budget.
And not only that, that is why we're getting we're going to get a tax increase because the assessments on all our houses have gone up.
And we have a big audience in Metzger's district, and I hope they're listening, because I will tell you right now that Super Citizen is going to grow. It's going to grow a lot in the near future. And we are going to keep an eye, and we're going to have a watchdog newspaper. We're going to keep an eye on people like Metzger and others that are Republicans or claim they're conservatives, and they vote the other way. And then he comes out with excuses and rationale. Well, I'm tired of kicking the can down the road. He's kicked the can down the road for 8 years. I don't know how long he's been in there. I think 8 years. He's been kicking that can down the road. He sold out, and he sold out to Adrian Jones, the left-wing Democrat powerhouse speaker, to get in her good graces and try to get some influence.
Last year, he voted on the for the governor's budget that included money for Planned Parenthood so that they could train abortion.
It was the biggest abortion budget and there has ever been in the history of Maryland, and he voted for it.
And the worst part about it, he told everybody that in order for him to bring money back to his community,
he could have influence. That's all he voted for. He didn't vote for principle, moral, and his district. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in and listening. Always remember, truth and knowledge guarantee freedom. Keep the faith and keep punching.